927 4CC. Big announcement last night, wasn't it good? Brisbane absolutely smashed it for the Olympic bid in 2032. Our state member for Glaston, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, mate. Before we chat about that, and well done to Queensland, speaking to Paul Mitchell earlier on about a couple of lady sisters that live in Baroran who are doing it pretty tough, got a yard, it's all overgrown, they can't get around, they're on walkers, they don't have a ramp, and he's put together a great band of workers and other businesses to help clean this up for Saturday week for them, and you've chipped in $400 as well, mate, to help pay for fuel and everything for whippersnippers and mowers and all that. Look, that's going to be much appreciated, eh? But isn't it sad to see something like that happen within our community with a couple of nearly 80-year-old ladies?
Absolutely, Hamo. You know, the gentleman rung up the girls in office. You know, he's does a job in town where he's serviced to bury dead pets for people. Mm-hmm. And this guy went out there and was, you know, obviously there'd been one of the lady's cats had passed away. So when he went out there to try and get the animal, certainly found that, you know, there was certainly a problem out there. And, you know, the generosity of this guy and what he's done since that time, not only talking with the ladies out there continuously, but, you know, getting all these people together to help out is absolutely amazing. It just puts your face back in the community. Not that we ever lost it, but, you know, these type of people that are out there, and I know that he probably won't want to take any credit for it, but, you know, when this work gets done, these ladies out there, you know, the sisters will certainly be really, really grateful and, you know, for me to throw in a few bucks.
Yeah.
To buy some food and buy some fuel for them to help out, you know, is certainly what this community is all about. And, you know, I'm really proud that everyone's coming together to help pull it off.
Yeah, more good than bad is probably the way to look at things within our community. Mm-hmm. Well, actually right across our country, really. And if anybody does want to help out with this, they can give me a call here at the station on 49 722 700, or email me, hamo@4cc.com.au, and I can put you in touch with Paul and can help out. Saturday week is when the big working bee's happening in Baroran. So, yeah, well done to everybody who's been part of it.
And all he's asked is if people are interested, he doesn't want you to be there all day. If anyone just throw in an hour and help out and do their little bit, it all helps. So, yeah, if you've got a spare hour or so on next Saturday, by all means, head out to Baroran. I'll give them a call first. Certainly, you can lend a hand if you can.
Big announcement last night. Brisbane got the Olympics for 2032.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And the Premier and the team, and you know, there's been a massive team working on this for about 18 months now. These things don't just happen. And, you know, the three levels of government have been involved with this. So the local council in Brisbane, the state government with the Premier leading it, and the feds certainly with their financial support,
mm-hmm.
You know, have made this, you know, now we're the third location in Australia to host the Games. You know, the big part about this for me, and you know, there's certainly economic benefits. You know, they're predicting about 100,000 jobs over the next 11 years,
sure,
preparing for it and then hosting it. But, you know, I was watching some of the media this morning and watching last night, and just to see all those kids, you know, around 10 to 13, you know, they're the ones who, you know, are really excited about this, because opportunities for them to, you know, become our next Cathy Freeman, or, you know, they're one of our, you know, great swimmers here in Australia. So, you know, the opportunities for them now. And, you know, not only that, people have been pretty negative about the, you know, this all city and all that. You know, we'll be hosting the Rugby Union up in Townsville.
Yep.
And what we have seen in past Olympics and Commonwealth Games is all the countries come over early. So they come over and do multiple training to get, you know, get themselves ready for the heat and all the rest of it. So, you know, there's so much opportunity for the whole of regional Queensland to host a country.
Definitely.
You know, we have certainly have, you know, have opportunities here. We've got ability to build things. You know, I know the basketball people in Gladstone are looking to upgrade their stadium. So if it could get to an international standard, we could host a country to come and train. You know, and there's opportunity here in Gladstone, one of the only city centres on the eastern coast that doesn't have a tartan running track. So there's an opportunity to get support and funding for that. If we can do all that sort of stuff, you know, the opportunities will come, and that's what it's about, having 11 years to do that. It gives us great opportunity for regional Queensland to get their piece of the pie.
It will. Okay, Butch, well done again, mate, to the Queensland State Government for getting this up and running, and all the support. Of course, that happened right across it. They smashed the vote by the sounds of it.
Yeah, if you're a politician, that's the sort of vote you want.
Yeah, isn't it? didn't you have something similar? Anyway. All right, Butch, thank you. We'll keep in touch with it all.
Good on you, mate. See you, buddy.